I had a very clear feeling like how lucky I am just to be able to play.
Yes.
It doesn't matter the result, doesn't matter anything. How lucky I am that I'm able to play every week. I'm able again to travel. And I have to be really grateful, and I'm super lucky person doing something that I was dreaming about.
Welcome to Tennis Insider Club. I am Borja Duran, and together with my partner, Caroline Garcia, here is where tennis stories and life conversations intersect. Join us as we uncover the untold personal journeys of the icons of the court. From laughter to life lessons, it's all here. Today, we have with us one of the best players of the last years. Just a few days ago, he won his second Masters 1000 in Madrid, and he's one of the main candidates to win a Slam in the next years. Before starting, I want to thank Four Seasons Madrid for being the home of Tennis Insider Club during the Masters. If you are planning to visit the city and you are looking for a luxurious experience in the best area in Madrid with a unique service, Four Seasons is the perfect choice. Thank you very much for having us, and I hope you will enjoy this episode.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you very much, André. Big pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Not only because you're one of the best players of the last decade, but also because I think you bring a lot of interesting things to tennis. And I'd like to start knowing a bit more about your beginnings with tennis. Can you share a bit how you started with the racket?
My mom is a tennis coach. Mm-hmm. So since I was born, she was taking me with her. And little by little like this, I start to be on the court. Mm-hmm. And then my father used to be a boxer. My grandpa used to be a Romanian wrestler. Mm-hmm. And when they were taking me to the boxing gym or Greco-Romanian gym, I was not enjoying. I was doing some effort, but I wanted to leave. I was not enjoying. And when they were bringing me to the tennis club, I was enjoying a lot, and I wanted to stay there all day.
You were looking more for something with a game, with a competition? Or...
I don't know. I think it's when I was a kid, I was thinking I fell in love with the game. But now...
You were quite good.
But now as an adult, I think I like it much more because in tennis, there was plenty of kids.
Yes.
So it was more interesting. And when they were taking me to the box gym or Greco-Romanian gym, there was already adults. And I was not enjoying because all of them big, full of hair, sweat everywhere. Forced me as a 5 years old or 6 years old kid.
You were scared.
Yes.
Scared. I can imagine why. Yeah.
Enjoying. So, of course, if you switch and you bring me to the boxing with full of kids in a group, and then you bring me to the tennis only where it's adults, yes, maybe it will be opposite. So
maybe after tennis, you can try some boxing again.
No, not anymore.
That's interesting. And then you were pretty good at it, no? And you start...
Yeah, I start to enjoy it, and that's it.
You had a pretty successful junior's career, no?
It was not bad, yes. I didn't have plan B. was the only...
So for you was tennis or tennis?
Yes, tennis or tennis. I was not even having plan B, study or something. I didn't really study.
And you did a big move to Spain at 17, 18 years old?
I was already playing a lot, so I was traveling a lot. And I was not having much time to practice in Moscow because you had tournament and Moscow was too far. And because of the weather conditions anyway, we were often practicing somewhere outside. Like I was doing pre-seasons in IMG Academy in the past, almost every year. And then when I started to work with Fernando, I started to be more in Europe. I started to practice more, especially during the summer from Barcelona. And like this, it starts everything of kind.
And how is like this process of going from being a good junior to like turning into a pro and already like realizing that you can live from this? Is like high pressure or at the moment you're still young and you don't think it too much?
I think it's a personal journey. Mm-hmm. And I can say only from my case. Of course, when I was more or less good at juniors, they start to say many good things. Mm-hmm. And in one moment... And one moment, I guess you start to believe also in these things that you're a miracle, whatever, and stuff like that. And you start to be a bit cocky, a bit out of the world, so that you're better than the others. Mm-hmm. And I had a little bit like this when I was transitioning to a pro. So in the end...
Success got you a bit?
Success, no. Everything got me a bit, but then when you start to turn pro, in the end life show you reality. Yeah. Then they bring you back. And I was lucky that I was able to take it in the right way. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And then I start to grow a lot and improve. Fernando helped me a lot.
With your coach, Fernando, it's been a long relation. And now on tour, we can see sometimes many players change after a couple of years or as soon as results are not coming anymore. And I always have a lot of respect for that. And I believe it's very important. And it's great to see your relationship with your coach going through some tougher moments, some great moments last year with Monte Carlo title. And
that was a nice one.
It was a nice one. And I think everyone was super happy for you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, I think me and Fernando it's a kind of a relationship when they found the love of the life and they have super connections. So I guess it's happened with us tennis wise. And first of all, the amazing things that he's very loyal. He had many possibilities to change for a better players or to have a bigger salary from the players. And even when I was injured and I was not playing, he was saying no to all of them. Then the most important thing for him is never about the money, never about the fame. He's super motivated by himself and it's tough to find in life. In general, just normal people as a friend, it's tough to find when they're not trying to get something from you.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they give a lot from them without asking something back. And so it's tough to find people like this in life and even tougher in tennis. I was lucky that I found it. This is so a perfect combination because it works a lot in tennis and it works really well outside the court because we have also always a lot of fun.
Good relation helps for... Tennis
healthy, at least I have healthy relationship somewhere.
You talk about injuries. You had a couple of complicated ones. Can you share a bit more, like how is it for an athlete, especially at the younger stage of his career, to have something like this?
I had a stress fracture in the lower back, and I didn't know that, and I keep playing for maybe 1 month or something till the pain was not going away and it was getting worse and worse. And then we did the MRI and it was stress fracture. And then I stopped. And then...
What happens there?
Nothing. A bit of depressed, a bit of reality. And the funny thing I remember, they were saying, oh, it's okay, you will come back stronger. And I was completely almost crying. Oh, what a bullshit you were saying, come back stronger. If everybody is practicing every day and I have to be for 3 months in a corset.
You were having doubts that you could come back at the same...
I was not having doubts, but for sure not stronger. When you're not doing when you don't move one finger for 2 months, it's possible to come back stronger. And yeah, it was a good time to learn some things.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like I didn't learn nothing after the injury because the second came very fast. Then I broke my wrist.
Okay.
But it was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I hit the door a couple of times and I broke the wrist. And at least after that, I learned something. And then when I come back from the wrist, I start to be more free. I start to play better. And somehow I start to do well. And in the end, I finished the year almost, it was 2000, so basically 2000, I think 17, I finished 30 or something in the world. Then 18, I start 30 something in the world, I got back injury. I went out of top 100. Then 2019, I start 100 something. Then in the middle of the season happened the wrist injury when I was 100 maybe or just top 100. And then when I come back, I think for Wimbledon, I started to play better and I finished almost top 20 by the end of 2019.
And do you think that injury gave you more freedom or were you feeling different when you came back on court?
Yes, the second injury looks like it teach me something, but I forgot already that feeling.
We all do.
I forgot, but in one moment, I had a very clear feeling like how lucky I am just to be able to play.
Yes.
Doesn't matter the result, doesn't matter anything. How lucky I am that I'm able to play every week. I'm able again to travel. And I'm have to be really grateful and I'm super lucky person doing something that I was dreaming about. And I had that feeling very clear and that helped me a lot to release.
Yeah.
And I started to play more free and I was in the end able to finish in highest rank ever before.
Same story as you in 2022 almost, no?
I think a lot of players sometimes when they realize they are out of competition, then they come back and they only see the positive and you have less expectation because you come from lower rank probably.
It's personal,
yeah,
because many people, they don't learn in the end. But I was also lucky in a second injury because most of the people, they were saying, during the second injury, they all kind of, okay, your career is done.
They gave up on you.
Yeah.
Because
and it's also give me, in a good way, more appreciation when I start to play. I don't need to prove nothing to anyone. I'm playing only for me and that's it and no one cares.
And then, as you say, you finished the year top 20 or close to the top 20. And since then, you've been one of the most constant players. How do you manage to be this consistent in such a competitive environment?
I don't know, because I was not feeling that way all these years. I was feeling that there was some good moments, some bad moments, a lot of mistakes that I was doing and it was not helping me at all. I would say last year from US Open, I started to feel more consistently. I started to feel that, okay, now I feel that my level is somewhere around top 10. Now I feel that, yes, with my game, I'm at this level because before I was still feeling that or something was too perfect, like just perfect scenario. I don't know. Maybe I was not doing something right, but somehow I was winning tournaments or some players were getting injury and they couldn't perform, like Rafa, Dominic, Sasha, and they were not performing, so three spots also was, and always everything was going a bit in a better scenario for me, but not because I was doing
it.
Yeah, not because I deserve it or I was doing something extremely perfect or something. But last year from US Open, I started to feel that the level-wise, my game is finally somewhere there.
And do you think with your game style, you're a very aggressive player going for it, sometimes it takes a lot of risk? And maybe it did happen to affect your results sometimes, or you always believe in your game and you won't go. I'm quite interested by that question because I can relate.
No, because I play aggressive when I feel everything is fine. When I feel that today is not my day, then I'm getting to play and I start to push the ball. So there is no middle. I start to play too passive sometimes without hitting at all.
And which way works better for you? When you are aggressive?
Of course, when you feel the ball and when you play aggressive, it works the best. But also depends on the player. With the players like Daniel, who knows how to defend well or who knows how to break your rhythm, you need to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you try to play aggressive, in the end, you end up missing. So with those players, you need to play rally and you need to have enough patience to wait for the right moment to start to attack. And with some players who also play aggressive, there is more, okay, who is gonna start, the first one who is gonna start to shoot.
Yeah.
And then that player is taking the lead. Normally with this kind of players, you don't have much rallies during the match. And then some matches when you're trying to hit and you feel you're missing more, then yes, you start to get tight, and then I start to push the ball. But the problem, I'm not sorry to disrupt, but the problem, I'm not running like Medvedev to...
No, I mean, no one is really running like him.
And being a very aggressive player, I think it takes a crazy amount of focus, and in a game like tennis, it's not easy to always stay calm and confident. How do you handle all these emotions?
Because you're one of them. I'm not handling, you can see. I'm struggling. No, but it's true. It takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of focus. Of course, when you feel mentally more tired, then it's much tougher to play this style of the game. You feel like you are empty. You have no energy to hit. You feel you have no energy to think. And it's not easy. Because even if I feel physically tired, I still can push myself. But if I feel emotionally tired, because maybe after some matches, or maybe, I don't know, I spent so much energy for stupid things, and then I have no energy to play, then it's over. Then it's tough to do something.
Do you work on this actively, like the same
I'm
way you...
I'm trying, but I still don't know the way it was like this. You do like a massage.
And, that would be nice, no?
Yes, and your mental energy is a bit more recovered, like your physical... It will be perfect.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, I think you said a couple of times that your biggest, I don't know how to call it, your less advantage or your less strength, no? Maybe it's this more like mental part of the game.
Yeah, I would not say mental. I would say to put emotions in the right way, because mental part, I would say...
You're a fighter.
Yes, I don't give up. I try to fight. Doesn't matter who I play. So I would say if I need to lose, okay, I accept. Doesn't matter if... But if I have chance to win, I will also go for it.
Die fighting.
So in these things, I would not say I have problem. But to put emotions in the right way, I have a problem and I'm struggling. Because sometimes I'm too emotional and then I'm destroying myself. Sometimes opposite, I'm not enough emotional and it's also not working. So and you need to find a balance where those emotions will help you
keep improving.
Yeah, keep, because in the end it's good to have emotions, but the problem is to put them in the right mood. And those little moments when I was putting them in the right direction was amazing.
It helps you.
You feel that you're just playing amazing and everything is working.
And does it affect you also, like all these emotions that you feel on court, the losses? Does it, is something that really affects you off court, or you manage to really separate your professional?
Before was affecting a lot. A lot. I could be depressed, I don't know, whatever, 3 days recovering. Now I'm tired.
So it's too much, no?
It's too much, so I try at least. If, I don't know, in the end, the years are passing so fast. So in the end, we're losing every week. And if after every week you're depressed for 1 week and there's no moments to enjoy your life. So I try to separate. Okay, yes, of course, when I'm losing, I don't have a good mood.
Yeah.
But I try to, at least to don't kill myself.
Yeah, that's a good first step.
Yes, of course, it's tough to have a good mood or something, but...
And also, I guess that if after every loss, you doubt about everything and you spend 5 days where you don't feel like practicing or keep trying, it's complicated.
No, this I don't have.
So when you go on court, you're still
motivated. You're fired up to go practice.
Sometimes I feel opposite, a kind of relief to go to practice, to do something that still in my head, or sometimes after the match you still have points in your head or whatever, and you're still thinking, oh, how I did this or how I did that. And if I go to play, I feel like I clean a bit myself.
At the end, it's the best way to avoid that happening again next week. No, the more you practice, the
I don't know. If it will be like this, I think then I would be hiring, because if it will be only about amount, how long you practice, but it's not working, of hours you spend on court.
Do you see yourself as a perfectionist?
Yes, for sure. And from one side is good, from another side, I think if you have it in balance, it will be better. Because it's not really maybe healthy to be perfectionist.
But maybe it's also what takes
you capable. That's what I say, for sure. Yeah. For sure, it helped me a lot. And from one side is good, but then it's also sometimes destroying your brain.
Yeah, so in tennis we cannot control everything.
You need to. It's not like in a closet when you put everything perfect by the collar. There is more easy to be perfectionist. Yeah. So in tennis you need to find balance, because many things is not depending on you.
You know, the lifestyle is not helping also with the balance, like traveling almost every week.
Actually, I'm enjoying.
Do you find times to enjoy the places you go?
Depends. Not always, of course, but sometimes, yes. If we finish the day early, maybe, or if I lose too fast and you have 1 week, yes, you start to have much more free time. But for the moment, I enjoy a lot to travel and I like it a lot, and especially I was saying this many times, but I know many people my age and many people younger and older, and they were studying and they were finishing with the diplomas and everything, and they cannot find the job. Parents still paying for them, and they're almost, I don't know, 30. And in the end, how I can complain about the travel when most of the people I know that they cannot even start to live by their own. They still with their parents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
We would like to talk about your foundation and your Rublo. First, congratulations on it, because I think it's very big move from you, and it's not happening a lot, and I'm sure for all the people you are helping, it's a big...
For the moment, I didn't help.
But all the idea is there, all the idea is there, and this is already very good.
One thing is idea, second thing is action.
Yeah, it takes time sometimes.
Yes. So we'll see, hopefully there will be actions.
What was the idea behind all this? Because at the end you dropped...
The foundation or brand?
They're both related, no? Because if I'm not mistaken...
I mean, not really.
Okay.
The first was close.
Why you decide to leave the brand you're working with and start your own brand?
I can say the truth or no?
Oh, you? I mean,
because I am Russian and my contract was over, so I decided if I cannot continue, I was thinking a lot in the past to do something with the clothes.
How did you feel about it? Because at the end, there's more players from Russia, no? That didn't have any contracts.
I don't know if I was feeling okay. I don't know. I say okay. That's
you saw it as an opportunity to create your own brand.
I saw it as a
good mindset.
To opportunity to do something with the clothes and at least to give a try and to feel calm, because when it stays in your head and you don't know, try or not to try is the worst. Then when you try and it not worked, and at least you feel calm. Okay, yes, I did it. It didn't work, so I tried it. I know what it is. It's not something mine. So in the end, I saw it, like Caroline said, as opportunity to do something. And I start to do it, but it takes also a lot of effort, a lot of time to prepare everything, to do everything. And then the idea was the first collection to do charity.
Okay.
So all the 100% to the kids in need. And then I was planning the second collection to see if the brand can work by himself.
Yeah.
Let's say if the sales will be enough to pay all the workers and to create new productions without extra investments or not.
Yeah.
To see if the brand can survive by itself. And to see this, that's the after second collection, and then we'll see.
Right.
If it will survive by himself, then maybe expanding. Makes sense to continue. And to do then different projects, and if not gonna survive,
it was a good experience.
At least the first collection, that it was the charity one, everything went super well. So if it wouldn't be charity project, would already would survive by himself.
No. Are you involved on the daily life of the company, or you're too busy with tennis?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, just to say yes or no.
Like, yes or no.
You look a bit like an artist, no? Are you involved in the creation, the collection?
No. Then I'm going to explode if I need to create something.
Okay.
Maybe sometimes I throw ideas about the design. Just...
But is it fun to have something outside of tennis also?
Depends how you take it. Because if you try to take it as something serious, maybe then it's tough, because then you start to care a lot. And in my case, before to start everything, I was measuring by only one thing, that I'm not trying to win something from it. If somehow it will start to go well, perfect, but I didn't have expectations to win. So I was doing this knowing that I'm just throwing money like for the toy that I wanna try. And then the second thing that was important to me, if I will start to do all those things and I will have all possible problems, like there will be impossible to take materials, impossible to find production, impossible to find the people to work or something like that. In all these scenarios, if I will still wanted to keep going, so it was for me sometimes like this, I decide. And that's why for me in the end is now I start to enjoy more.
It's a good experience for sure.
Not bad.
For the future at least.
I don't know if it's related or not, but I think it's in your Instagram bio. You put play for the kids, play for the light, no, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Can you share a bit what is this?
I don't know. I mean, and I know it, I don't know. I don't know. It just comes to my head a long time ago when I just started to put it, even before everything, before clothes, before foundation. I put it, I think, first somewhere on a camera.
Okay.
In maybe in China or in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And I put it in maybe one or two more times. And then I say, why only I put it on a camera? Why I not just use it as is something related to me? Because for me it's important, the generation, the kids, for them to be more kind, more humble, to have more light, because in the end most of the people are horrible and they're trying to use you. That's why I don't know, I felt I can use
your position to inspire others.
Yes, just for something, and maybe some people will feel the same. So that's how we start. And then when we were creating close, I said, okay, let's, if I was using it all the time that I was playing, let's use it as the main tag from the close.
So what would you say to a younger kid, 15, 16, trying to make it in tennis or any other sport? What advice would you give them?
It's tough. Everything is very personal.
To your younger self.
If the person really likes tennis, she's working hard and she's talented and she really feels that she wants to play tennis, then to be as bad as possible person outside the court. To be as more humble, to be as more kind, to kill the ego inside of you. And that's it.
Do you find it complicated still to kill this ego? Because at the end,
no.
A lot of people, they only see you as this super athlete.
Because I tried to kill my ego many years already. For me, I felt I want to believe, and I feel like my ego is quite low, and I like it a lot because I don't want. So, of course, I don't know if it's possible completely to take out the ego or not, but for sure it's possible to keep it low, and I like a lot that for the moment I'm able to do it, because in the end ego only brings bad things.
Definitely. Good point.
And on tour we can see you very friend with Daniil. It's a long time story, and is it important for you to have also, maybe it's more common, maybe in the men's side.
We are not going to lie about it.
We're opening an interesting topic.
Looks like
always to complicate everything.
Maybe we are. But it's getting better, I believe. But on the men's side, it's great to see from the outside those friendships. Is it very important for you? Or?
Yeah, like I don't really care in a good way. I don't really care if somehow we have connection. Perfect. If not, I'm not gonna try to create any tension. Everyone is different. Everyone have his own view of the world, and it's impossible to be good with everyone.
Do you like playing against Daniil or not? You are the godfather of his kid, no?
Yeah. I don't know, actually, when we play each other, I'm not even, doesn't come.
No?
Okay. This, you can put like, it aside, the friendship.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not the friend. I don't know. You don't even think that I'm a godfather or not godfather. But I like to play him, but in the deeper stage.
You will not be happy to see you playing him in a second round or third round, no? Yeah, I can imagine why.
It's not happening anymore, but you're too good for that.
But in the deeper stages, yes, because it means that if I arrive to the deep stage, get a good tournament.
Next time you talk to him, you can ask him to join us at the podcast. Yeah. We would be super happy to ask him the same question. What is your best memory in tennis?
Best memory in tennis from a pro?
Yeah,
or whatever
you choose.
If we talk from pro, for sure, gold Olympic.
Mixed doubles.
Yeah, with Nastya Pavlyuchenkova.
Okay.
Monte Carlo title. Maybe my first ever title. If we talk from the pro, if we talk in general from tennis, when I was a kid, practicing with grandpa and mom, it was nice memories.
Do you have a very specific goal for the season?
Go with the flow and try to put emotions in the right way.
Well, probably it's a healthy way of seeing it instead of obsessing in a long-term result, just giving 100% every day.
No, I know if I will be able to put emotions in the right way, I will have better results.
But you're still very young, so...
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super interesting. But...
Yeah. Thank you very much, Andrei, for
Thank
your
you.
Time.
Thank
it
was
so
a
much.
Big pleasure to have
Amazing.
You. And good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you for inviting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Andrei as much as I did. It was great to hear from this amazing champion and his journey from being a kid with no plan B to arriving to the top of the tennis world and being one of the best players of this decade. I hope, Caro, that you also enjoyed this conversation.
Yes, I definitely did. I mean, Andrei is a great person and a great player, and it was great to hear about his story, and I'm super pleased. He's doing great. He just won another 1,000 event in Madrid, and definitely a big congratulations.
Thank you very much for listening to our podcast.
Stay tuned for our next episodes. And in the meantime, it would mean the world to us if you can hit the subscribe button on the platform where you're listening to our podcast. And also, if you can leave a positive review, it will help us reach new people. Thank you very much and see you soon.
See you soon.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.